Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2 Faculty of Social Science. Now we are going to summarize the Act 4th of Macbeth, written by William Shakespeare. Scene 1st, Macbeth goes to meet the witches. The witches ask Macbeth if he would like them to answer his queries or he would like their presiding deity to answer. Macbeth wishes to listen to Hecate answering his queries. He is tired of suspense and is prepared to know the worst. Hecate chooses to answer his queries through a series of visions. He is advised not to speak because his queries are known already. He has only to look and listen. The visions and accompanying comments are so mystifying and ambiguous that Macbeth does not conclude that his ruin and death are indicated. He feels safe and secure. The first apparition shown by Hecate to Macbeth is an armed head. It tells Macbeth, "Macbeth, Macbeth, Macbeth, we were Macbeth, Macduff." Macbeth thanks the apparition for timely caution. The second apparition is that of a bloody child. It advises Macbeth to be bloody, bore resolute, and to laugh to scorn the power of a man because none of the women born shall harm Macbeth. Macbeth feels greatly relieved and secure because there is a none who is not born of a woman. Then comes the third apparition, a child crowned, and it further secures Macbeth in his mistaken invincibility. It tells Macbeth shall never be vanished until great Birnam Wood to high Dunsinane Hill shall come against him. Macbeth now feels doubly secure. In the end, Hecate shows him a long line of 8 kings followed by the ghost of Banquo who are to succeed Macbeth. This sight is both depressing and painful to Macbeth, but before he can curse the wishes and Hecate, they disappear. Macduff's flight to England is reported to Macbeth. He is enraged and calls for more murderers. Scene 2nd. Lady Macduff does not understand why her husband has left her and children unguarded and fled. A person informs her of her imminent danger to her and children from the murderers sent by Macbeth. Soon, the murderers arrive and ask for Macduff. They brutally kill Macduff's son, his mother, other children, servants, everybody related to Macduff. Scene 3rd. Scene shifts to England, where Macduff has gone to secure help from the king, the English king, and to persuade Malcolm, King Duncan's son, to return to Scotland to wrest the throne from the usurper and free Scotland from the tyranny and atrocities of evil and treacherous Macbeth. Macduff meets Malcolm and tells about the sad and miserable plight of Scotland under Macbeth. But Malcolm suspects Macduff's patriotism and thinks that Macduff is Macbeth's agent sent to lure Malcolm back to Scotland to be disposed of to make Macbeth secure in the throne of Scotland. Several attempts have been made recently to bring back Malcolm to Scotland, and these have made Malcolm cautious and skeptical of Scottish patriots. Malcolm's suspicion makes Macduff as sad and disappointed. Malcolm also enumerates innumerable vices, moral and physical, in himself, which would make him a worse ruler than Macbeth. Macduff's genuine repentance and disappointment, together with the news of his family's brutal murder by the hired killers of Macbeth, convince Malcolm of Macbeth's innocence, patriotism, loyalty, and sincerity. He offers to be guided by Macduff in the effort to rid Scotland of the tyranny of Macbeth. The news of the brutal killing of his dear wife and innocent tender children plunge him in grief. Malcolm tries to cheer him to place revenge against cruel Macbeth. Macduff plays to kill Macbeth himself with his own hands. Thank you. This is the end of Act 4.